WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A revelation in Georgia's election tampering case that led to the indictments of former President Trump and 18 others. A just released report shows the grand jury recommended a total of 39 people be charged, including Senator Lindsey Graham, two former Georgia senators, and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The fact that the district attorney, in deciding what she could move forward with to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, it's not strange that you would pick portions to move forward. What she can really bring, not to a special grand jury or a grand jury, but what she can really bring to a jury in a complicated trial.
The report shows all but one juror voted in favor of charges for the former president. A Philadelphia police officer has turned himself in to face criminal charges after shooting and killing a driver who'd made a U-turn as officers tried to pull him over. District Attorney Larry Krasner says his office is releasing the body cam footage and the family is calling for calm.
They do not want any looting. They do not want anyone to claim that what this video depicts or the nature of the case or the event itself justifies any criminal behavior.
His attorney says Officer Mark Dial feared for his life. Triple-digit temperatures are causing problems for Texans. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Dallas, where it could hit 108 today.
At this chocolate factory,
everything is to protect from the heat in some way.
Melting merchandise is a major concern.
Chocolate is temperamental, even in the best weather. But in 100-degree weather, it is nearly impossible.
A powerful Category 5 Hurricane Lee is storming through the Atlantic with winds of up to 165 miles an hour. Dangerous surf and deadly rip currents are expected to hit the northern Leeward Islands later today. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Hurricane Lee is in absolute beast mode, just drinking up all that 90-degree water, and the storm will remain as a major Category 4 or 5.
It's not expected to hit the U.S. Rescuers who've reached an ailing American researcher who fell more than 3,000 feet in the mountains of southern Turkey say he's well enough now to start moving him out. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
The tight return path zigzags up a stretch more than two times the height of New York's Empire State Building.
This is Himalayan mountain climbing.
Carl Heitmeyer is a friend and fellow cave rescuer.
When you're fit and strong, you can make that climb. You can squirm through. You can twist your body, contort yourself. When you're feeling sick, this is all very strenuous activity.
Done in the dark, in 40-degree cold, drenched from pools and waterfalls.
The Dow is up 72 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The owners of a sawmill in northern Wisconsin will pay for violating federal child labor laws. Luke Mathers reports.
The owners of a sawmill in northern Wisconsin will pay $200,000 in federal fines and other penalties. A 16-year-old employee died from injuries he got at the Florence Hardwood sawmill in June. Three other children have been hurt at Florence Hardwood's in recent years. An investigation finds children were working for the company later than the law allows and were operating machinery they weren't supposed to. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
A group of U.S. House Republicans wants $4 billion in cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency in exchange for their votes against a government shutdown later this month. Environmentalists say that would jeopardize efforts to eliminate PFAS pollution. Betsy Sutherland is a former EPA official who worked on water safety.
The cuts are incredibly short-sighted. 2 weeks ago, EPA released PFAS monitoring data for 2,000 drinking water systems that show multiple PFAS chemicals are in the drinking water of over 26 million people.
PFAS are among the most stubborn toxic compounds to get rid of. That's why they're called forever chemicals. They're linked to cancer, birth defects, and a host of other health problems. Another Wisconsin man is charged with storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Here's Nate Wegehout.
40-year-old Joseph Catani of Colgate, Wisconsin, faces two felony charges of civil disorder and assaulting officers. Court documents say he grabbed a Capitol Police officer's face shield and pulled his head around. He then entered the Capitol building and remained inside for about 20 minutes. Video of the riot shows Catani attacking the officer and entering the Capitol, and the complaint says he later confirmed that the video was of him. Catani also faces several misdemeanor charges. He is at least the 10th Wisconsin native to be charged for participating on January 6th. Nate Wickehout, Civic Media News.
State government workers are still waiting for their pay raises. Even though Governor Evers signed the state budget into law in July, the pay raises then still have to be approved by the Joint Committee on Employment Relations. The State Journal reports the committee is waiting for the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau to finish reviewing the plan. State workers are due a 4% pay raise this summer and another 2% increase next year. The pandemic pause on student loan payments will be over soon. More than 70,000 people in Wisconsin are enrolled in a new federal repayment program. As Mike Moan reports, it lowers monthly bills based on people's discretionary income.
More than 4 million Americans have already signed up for the program known as SAVE. The Biden administration says it'll eliminate some debt completely, and others could save as much as 40% a month. Robert Farrington of the College Investor website says it's aggressive in helping those overwhelmed with debt.
There have been income-driven repayment plans for the last 15 to 20 years. However, none of them have offered payments this low at 5% of your discretionary income.
The Biden program was recently announced after a separate student loan forgiveness plan was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Opponents of the initiative have said it will burden taxpayers. I'm Mike Moen.
It's the time of year to remember to slow down and stop for school buses. Cheryl Whitke is with Safe Communities Dane County. She says studies of fatal crashes show drivers are going 40 miles an hour or faster 85% of the time a child dies. Whitke says that kids may not be paying attention to their surroundings, so that puts the onus on drivers to be careful. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Another Wisconsin man has been arrested and criminally charged for his involvement in the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. 40-year-old Joseph Catani of Colgate was accused of assaulting law enforcement inside the Capitol and was charged with civil disorder and assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers. Video from inside the Capitol allegedly shows Catani pulling an officer's face shield up and down as the officer's head twisted before pushing his way into the building. Wisconsin Republicans have introduced a set of bills to target the growing backlog of cases in the state's criminal justice system. The bills would develop an organized system to file and present evidence, establish a task force within the Department of Justice to respond to help requests from district attorneys, and provide more work opportunities for incarcerated individuals to reduce their chances of reoffending. The lawmakers are currently seeking co-sponsors for the bills. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced they're looking to buy red pine seeds from the public. The collection is part of a reforestation program to replenish red pine trees throughout the state, which have been depleted after years of lacking good cone crops. The Department of Natural Resources will pay Wisconsinites $125 per bushel for properly collected red pine cones, and residents should call Griffith Nursery in Wisconsin Rapids, Wilson Nursery in Boscobel, and Hayward Nursery in Hayward to confirm purchasing is still open. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin are proposing a 10-bill collection to enshrine workers' rights in state law. State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point spoke on the bills at a press conference, saying, quote, "As our state continues to grapple with a historic worker shortage, putting forward pro-worker policies is not only the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Some warmth finally funnels back into the state today as the sun shines bright. We have a high pressure system overhead that's working to clear our skies and calm our winds. After a crisp and cool overnight, temperatures are rebounding to the low 70s along the western half of the state, while some mid to upper 60s will be tapped in central and eastern Wisconsin. As clouds clear out completely tonight, this will allow our temperatures to plummet crisp and cool, down to the 40s and low 50s. Portions of the Northwoods have the potential for patchy frost, while south central regions will see fog build in. However, the warmest day of the week will be tomorrow, with highs hitting the upper 70s to low 80s under sunny skies. But clouds build back in late, and chances for showers surge in for our Sunday, putting down a trace to a half inch of rain. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are in the Bronx. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Yankees in New York. Catcher William Contreras says he'd like to stay with the team, but so far has not been offered an extension. Craig Counsell says that Contreras has become one of the team's most consistent hitters.
He's in a good streak right now for sure and feeling good. Feels like a chance for damage every time he's up and having really good at-bats.
Milwaukee now with just a two-game lead ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central Division after losing their last series in Pittsburgh. The Crew will send Colin Ray to the mound against the Yankees' Luis Severino. First pitch at 6:05. College football, the Badgers head west to play Washington State. The Cougars won their opener 50-24 over Colorado State, showing a lot of speed on offense. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I think this is going to be faster than what we've been probably experiencing for the most part through spring and through fall. So the good news is we've gotten some work at it, but it's always different when all of a sudden you get, especially go on the road, you get in a new environment, you get the anxiety of an actual game. So those kinds of things are really critical.
Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. NFL, the Lions upset the Chiefs 21-20 last night. Lions head coach Dan Campbell on getting the win at Arrowhead.
This was a tough environment to come play in. And to that's why I'm excited, because I can't wait to get back to Ford Field. Because you know how loud that is. I know our place is going to be louder than this. I believe it with everything.
In Green Bay, the Packers' Romeo Doubs was back on the practice field for the first time after dealing with a hamstring injury. But Christian Watson was still out. The Packers face the Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago on Sunday, game time 3:25. In the offseason, the Bears picked up receiver DJ Moore in a trade with Carolina. Moore was a first-round pick for the Panthers. I asked defensive coordinator Joe Barry on what he sees on tape.
You know what he was in Carolina. You know him by reputation, but how exactly are they going to use him? Really good player. It's a guy that we're going to have our antennas on all the time, our antennas up all the time, knowing where he's at, because he's a guy that can change the game.
Packers safety Darnell Savage roomed with DJ Moore at Maryland.
DJ, DJ plays really good. We were at Maryland together, roommates, all that kind of thing. Great locker room guy. He plays really hard. And obviously, he's got a lot of production, just with his years in Carolina and that sort of thing. And, he's one of those guys where I don't really think that there's necessarily like a system for him. You just give him the ball and just let him work.
Left tackle David Bakhtiari has not practiced since August 30th, but says he'll be ready.
I mean, I'll be real. Every year I play, it takes less and less practice to knock the rust off and then be like, all right. Like, I know a bunch of the older guys when we used to play, we used to hit a point where it's like, just give me a couple walkthroughs, make sure I'm fresh, I can go out there and feel good. As long as I feel, I can feel my angles out and all that and like kind of a quick kind of little refresher. That's kind of how I feel about at this point.
Matt LaFleur.
I think that he's a guy that's banked a ton of reps. He feels good physically, and so we anticipate him being out there on Sunday.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Partly cloudy, high of 73 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, maybe a little more patchy fog by morning. Our low 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday night into Sunday, amounts won't be terribly heavy. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Joining us today, this is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined on this lovely, lovely Friday afternoon by the squad, Mr. Luke Mathers and Mr. Aaron Zommers. Gentlemen,
Aaron,
it's the Thursdayest Friday of the week. How you doing?
I don't feel like AOC or Ayanna Pressley or any of the excellent women of the squad. I feel like we got to come up with a new nickname for Aaron and I.
Well, you know, squad, there's not just one squad.
I feel like they've kind of taken squad, though. I feel like we're trying to step on their toes a little bit, Will. We got
to
come up
Maybe
with...
Maybe we're trying to emulate them. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
That's why somehow all the segments I come up with, all of a sudden, they were Will's idea.
I mean, I do have a lot of great segment ideas. I will admit
Just like Fridays, what we're doing here on a Friday.
The absolute most Wisconsin headline of the week is a Friday staple. I am so proud of myself for having come up with that after I heard you suggest it. Aaron, how are you doing Friday afternoon?
And I would also like to mention that this has nothing to do with Kristen Bry's best Wisconsin headline of the week, or weirdest, or worst, or any of that. This is completely different.
It's completely
Luke
on
didn't
our
steal
own.
It. Completely you didn't steal it. Own. I pointed to the wrong people there, as you can see on the stream, but...
No relation. But yeah, as goes Wisconsin, just wrapping up here in their first edition of the show. Kristen Bry broadcasting here from the State Street headquarters for Civic Media. It was an excellent edition. I was able to join her from 10:30 till 11. If you missed any portion of Kristen's show, go check out the podcast. It was a lot of fun. Greg Bach, Kristen, and I had a lot of fun. Kristen also had tremendous guests, and it was an all-around great experience to have Kristen here in Madison on this Friday.
Yeah.
And you guys just left it there, and you just okay, cool.
I mean, I didn't know where you were. It felt like you hadn't finished your thought yet, so I was kind of like waiting.
I was just
for
saying
you
it was
to,
great to have Kristen here. That's all.
Waiting for you to complete the thought, but I'll have to get down to State Street one of these days too. It sounds like I'm missing out on a party down there, huh? On Friday in particular.
We gave Kristen a little studio envy as well. She was broadcasting from here. She's like, "This is kind of nice new facility." She's a little envious. Her home studio in Waukesha. By comparison, she says. I did get to broadcast from there once, but excellent little downtown Waukesha studio. I like that one a lot as well in the Shaw. But we're having a lot of fun here in Madison. Really glad that we could be joined by Kristen on this Friday. And now we get to do some Wisconsin. We're just going to do some Wisconsin headlines because we're going to be joined by Hawk Sullivan, owner of several different neighborhood bars here in Madison, coming up for an Ask the Bartender segment at 12:30. So, Will...
Another concoction of mine, Luke, ever since you suggested it to me about a half hour ago.
That's such a
good idea. I think I'm going to take that for myself. Thank you.
No worries. And so, as you've pointed out, you were the winner last week, even though I was on the road in Green Bay. I was trying to do my best to come up with some good headlines, but Aaron picked yours. So I believe that means I get to go first on this Friday afternoon.
You do lead the show today, Mr. Mathers. What do you got for your first headline?
This one over at WPR.org. This one, Will, it's becoming all too Wisconsin. And this is, it's just not good, but it is something we as a state are facing. Headline for Wisconsin Public Radio, DNR. Stella wells have some of the highest levels of PFAS, or PFAS, depending on who you ask, in the U.S. So we are leading the nation with PFAS contamination, Will, and that is just so unfortunate. The test that the DNR was conducting on both groundwater, which the state does not have a standard for here in Wisconsin because the Natural Resources Board and the Department of Natural Resources failed to deadlock. That was during that almost two-year overstaying of his term, Frederick Prehn, preventing the Natural Resources Board from being able to come to a conclusive decision on that. We don't have standards for PFAS contamination in groundwater, but we do for wells. And some of the wells in Stella, which is a town in northern Wisconsin near Rhinelander, if you're not familiar with Stella itself, some of the wells in Stella, Will, having readings of 36,000 parts per trillion for PFAS contamination. Do you know what the state standard is and what the federal standard is for this family of chemicals?
I believe the state standard is 70 parts per trillion, and the federal standard is significantly lower.
It's like
four parts per trillion?
I think it's three. It's four.
It's four parts per trillion. Very, very good guess.
I acted surprised. I had the same article, so great find, Luke. Great find.
Hey, this one, it just leapt off the page as a very unfortunate Wisconsin story. Because
I shouldn't laugh because you're right. This is gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of this segment's supposed to be fun. Obviously, we want to talk about the fun Wisconsin headlines, but it's also important to talk about the not so fun Wisconsin headlines and seeing this as a glaring problem. And now we're finding out that at the federal level, some of the negotiations on whether or not our federal government is going to be funded, which they have a deadline of the end of this month to do so. Otherwise, there will be a federal government shutdown. One of the negotiating tactics right now is that Republicans in the House of Representatives, they want to cut funding by billions of dollars at the EPA, one of the directly related aspects for what we would lose as Americans and Wisconsinites if that funding gets cut, is addressing PFAS contamination. So going to be a huge topic here for the rest of the month of September if that is truly where the negotiations are going to go around whether or not the federal government's going to get funded. But here in Wisconsin, we have some of the worst contamination for PFAS in the entire country. And unfortunately, it's just not getting addressed as quickly as it needs to be.
You know,
I remember the water table leaks. So even the Wisconsin River had levels as high as 10 parts per trillion.
The Pelican River, several different lakes up in northern Wisconsin, all having these increased levels of PFAS. So let's go up to you for your next most Wisconsin headline.
Well, first I'd like to go to Aaron, who I so rudely cut off there. My apologies, Aaron. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, look, all you rich people trying to hold up the government from paying for the Environmental Protection Agency, I get it. You got your own private supply of perfectly clean water, and you can let the peons die at your feet. Just come on. Stop being evil. Stop being cartoonishly evil. And I'm going to stop there before I go off.
Well, this Wisconsin headline has struck a nerve with producer Aaron Zommers. So, yeah.
I like that. Let's get energized. Let's get angry.
Yeah,
like,
it's a Friday.
Seriously.
Get fired up about it. Yeah.
This is our water supply. This is the basis of life. 70% of the human body made up of water. We need this. All of us need this. This is not unique.
And I do agree. We got a text from Mark from the SAC saying that Freddie, referring to Fred Prehn, and his fellow regulation blockers should have to drink the most contaminated water existing. Yep. If they're going to keep standing in the way of having drinkable water, well, they should have to share with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. It's a very common trope now as well. Remember how many public officials we've seen going to locations to drink the water to make a big deal of the fact that they're willing to do it. You know, Flint, Michigan. Is the first one that comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, this gets me angry too. So I'm gonna move on before I give myself an aneurysm on air. I have a bit of a I don't want to call it the LaDainian Tomlinson headline of the week, but I'm going to call it the LaDainian Tomlinson headline of the week, Luke, because I think this one was the low-hanging fruit, and I'm really glad that you did not find it. Reading over from the Wisconsin State Journal, this Wisconsin student landed unique exception NIL deal. Will Hazeltine just wanted free coffee. He goes to Quick Trip a lot, enough that he earned a full year of free coffee through Quick Trip's rewards incentives, but that was coming to an end in February, so he thought he'd try his luck. He found an email from someone at Quick Trip asking if the convenience store would be willing to sponsor him. Didn't hear back immediately and thought nothing would come of the attempt. He is a mellophone player in the University of Wisconsin
Hang on. You do know that this is the story that I told you that you missed on my absence, that you were claiming the win the Monday after. I told you the NIL deal for the Badger UW Badger marching band member with Quick Trip.
Then why is the date?
The story must have
came out September 8th.
But the original story that I found on this was reported back on August 18th. It was the day that I had off, and you were claiming victory, and you're using an old story. Oh,
I'm using a story labeled September 8th.
It may have published now this week in a different outlet, but I'm telling you that there is a source article for this story from September 18th, or August 18th, excuse me. I'm going to. We're going to come to a commercial break. I told you, you can check the tape on that Monday after my wedding. I came in and I told you that you missed the low-hanging fruit that week, and that both, because I listened to you claiming victory in my absence, and I wasn't able to be on the air that day, but this was a Most Wisconsin headline from 3 weeks ago, my friends.
So anyways, my Wisconsin headline of the week for today. No, I defer to published dates, Luke. You were
Aaron,
you chose your priorities. You had to get married. You had to have a life outside of the show.
I'm not ashamed of that in one bit, but this is a recycled headline from a different week. I'm telling you, I'm looking it up right now.
Partnership between Hazeltine and Quick Trip generated some local coverage. That is very, very Wisconsin.
Yeah, I just found an article from mid-August about that.
Ah! You had the producer check the tape, and this was the one I told you. The Monday after my wedding, I told you that this was the Most Wisconsin headline. So you, sir, reusing three-week-old stories that were, honestly, published this week in a different outlet. So I will give you credit. You found it there. But even if I found the Wisconsin State Journal story from this week, I would have considered it spoiled because I had already discussed it on a Monday.
This is not a good look for me.
As the judge,
Troy from Mount Horeb texted in, listen to WMDX here on the Civic Media app for our Mad Radio 92.7. I thought this was a tape show when the NIL story was brought up today. Thank you, Troy and Mount Horeb.
Official,
I appreciate you.
Official judge decision, yeah. I won't count it for you because it's old, but I won't count it against you because this article was just published.
Because it's also new. I'll take that. This is not a good look for me. So I'm catching the heat left and right. Troy's got Luke's back today. I appreciate Aaron slightly having my back today.
He's letting you know it wasn't completely out of bounds, but it was a little stale. That's what we want. We won't say spoiled. We'll say
swing and a miss
stale
on my part.
Then. All right, we got about a minute before the break, and we're going to be joined by Hawk Sullivan, owner and proprietor of several neighborhood bars here in Madison. But real quick, throw your other Wisconsin headlines out so we can at least get one entry that's valid from Will this week.
Oh, man. Well, now I had a zillion of them. But let's go with over from Wisconsin News. Wisconsin River Meats wins 3 honorable mention awards at the Wisconsin State Fair for its summer sausage, jerky, and snack sausage. And this is what makes it oh so Wisconsin, in my opinion. The items were then auctioned off at the Governor's Blue Ribbon Meat Products Auction, benefiting the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation.
That's a good one. Excellent Wisconsin. Little follow-up there for the fact that you're just clearly not listening when I share my 2 cents on the show. Well, folks,
you gotta be more persuasive, Luke.
You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're gonna return with Hawk Sullivan when we get back.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. A report shows Senator Lindsey Graham was among 39 recommended for charges in Georgia's election tampering case, but only 19 were indicted, including Donald Trump. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We can absolutely see why a district attorney looking at this would say, I don't want to move forward on an already historic and complicated case on conversations that a juror could say it's just at the edge of the line, but it's not over it.
Just in, ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will run for re-election next year. President Biden's in New Delhi for the G7 summit. So is CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
This is also a chance for these two leaders to perhaps commiserate and reinforce their growing concerns about China's dominance, not only here in Asia, but around the world.
Rescuers in Turkey say they will begin moving an ailing American scientist who fell thousands of feet at the entrance to a mountain cave.
Mark's health condition is stable now. His vital signs are normal. No breathing problems.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has received over $200,000 from the Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin to fund student research. The goal of the funding is to convince more students to go into the freshwater workforce by providing them with a better learning experience. Another goal of the funds is to teach students who don't end up in freshwater workforce to understand how their own actions and broader state policy decisions will affect the state's water supply. Another Wisconsin man has been arrested and criminally charged for his involvement in the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. 40-year-old Joseph Catani of Colgate was accused of assaulting law enforcement inside the Capitol and was charged with civil disorder and assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers. Video from inside the Capitol allegedly shows Catani pulling an officer's face shield up and down as the officer's head twisted before pushing his way into the building. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, and we are now on Town Call, joined by Hawk Sullivan, proprietor and owner of several neighborhood bars. No?
Yeah. I was still, like, the song that came on, I was like,
what is this? What
I'm sorry.
Oh, and then the lyrics, I was like, oh,
hey, bartender,
okay,
right, we got there. We yeah. made it. It
made sense.
That's your hypothetical walk-up music now.
Well,
no.
I was going to say,
no.
I don't even like Lady Antebellum. I just picked it because it says, hey, bartender.
There you go. Well, we can cut it and make that a drop, Aaron, but we don't have to use the whole song next time, Hawk.
Have you guys talked about what would your walk-up song be?
I know what mine would be. Will, do you know what your walk-up
song? Like, specifically, you know a song?
Yeah.
Luke
yeah.
already planned
yeah,
it out.
No,
it's sitting there at bed at night.
Aaron probably
man.
Knows what my walk-up song is, because it's probably my most requested song that I listen to for In-N-Out segments, and it's the bass line of it's always stuck in my head. Oh. So I have this song. See? The producer knows! The bass line is just constantly... in my head.
I like big bucks and I can't deny. Oh, wait. Oh, that was the same beat, wasn't it?
Different song.
Maybe similar same beat.
Maybe similar beats, different song, though. This must be the place by Sure Sure, though. It's I swear I have that tune stuck in my head all the time.
Will, what's your walk-up song?
Well, now that you get... Do you remember the when Burger King did a commercial where they did a riff on Big Butts? Now that's stuck in my head.
Oh, now that you're stuck in your head?
No, it's just Whopper. SpongeBob it's just the Whopper Whopper
oh,
song.
Oh, Whopper Whopper.
This one. Yep.
Oh, this should be a good walk-up song.
Where?
Will's always dropping the SpongeBob references, so that's a good one. I thought
that's
you were going to say Whopper.
Right,
like, literally, you mentioned Burger King, and I thought you were just going to start singing the Whopper Whopper song.
Oh, my God, my son sings that.
Oh,
I don't even understand where he sees it from, by the way. Like, we don't really have commercials on our streaming stuff.
It's
so where
big
is
on
my
socials.
Son?
My
son's eight. Like, what's he's on the socials? He's not on the socials.
Probably.
YouTube. Any type of.
It could be a YouTube ad.
If
it's as often as I see it on, because I watch YouTube TV,
okay.
And I get the Whopper thing all the time.
Wow. I'm surprised.
But low-key,
how is
slaps,
Burger King still
so.
Around, by the way? Do you guys,
good
Madison,
question.
Burger King?
Ad campaigns like this. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, so you're talking
I mean,
about
that song slaps, dude. We're talking about it on air.
Does it really slap? It's just Whopper, 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 Whopper.
They spend a lot of money on it.
It's
catchy. It is.
Everybody should look up the Arby's situation because it's really weird. Like, Arby's has $1 billion and they're trying to buy Subway, but how do they have $1 billion? Do you know anybody who goes to Arby's?
I'll eat at Arby's for
it's
time
Yum
time.
Foods. It's Yum Foods.
Oh.
They own all of that.
Yum
yeah.
Foods.
They're it's the people who bought, I think they own Pizza Hut. They own Buffalo Wild
Wait,
Wings.
Wait, isn't that like, the lady
BWG.
From The Blind Side
yeah, okay.
involved in Yum Foods?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
There's a whole connection there.
I think it's sketchy.
They own
I think it's
Taco
Russian,
Bell,
I think
KFC,
it's Russian money.
Pizza Hut. Like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's Russian funneled money.
The money's coming from somewhere.
This is what
I
happens
do know
when
what...
you sit down at the bar and you start asking questions to the bartender. You go down on just a little side story.
Okay, we go anywhere
on walk-up music.
Can I tell you something? So there's all this... You probably heard the same before of like with employees, for instance, or whatever. Like, the things you don't talk about at the bar is religion and politics. And I'm like, dude, that's like the only two things I talk about at the bar. Like, what are you talking about? What kind of crappy bars are you going to?
That and who the heck is going to Burger King?
And yes,
those
and
are the
Burger
questions.
King.
Those are the questions.
Who? I mean, sports. Okay,
yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
But like, I do not. I tell my bartenders, be yourself. You know, like if someone's
talk about
saying,
all the fast
yeah,
food you want.
Talk about all the fast food you want. Sing the I like big butts Burger King song.
As long as they
play
have
it.
Hawk's music ready when he walks into the bar
right.
for the walk up song, they're good to go.
I would probably pick something either like. Super ironic, like Let It Go or something stupid, you know, like some cheesy song like that. Or
is that for the kids or the you just
no,
like,
just kind of
ironically. Okay.
Right. So when I used to bartend at Amy's Cafe, which is not there anymore, it used to be right off State Street, and we would all play our own music. I don't think we had a jukebox. Yeah, we didn't have a jukebox, and so we'd bring our music
cord
in.
Off. Or like there was. Oh
my God! Back then
it was
CDs, and
because yeah.
I'm old, and so we had CDs. So I had to bring in like 100 CDs and like one of those 5 disc changers, and you'd put the discs in, and then you basically DJ'd, right?
Yeah.
And so, but we like me and Murray, the guy who used to bartend there with me, we would we'd be playing like Dre and like all the popular songs, and then always like at midnight when it was totally packed. We'd randomly play some like Dave Brubeck some like jazz song, you know, like, and it was funny because like these college kids would be like all into doing all this. All of a sudden you play like a jazz song, they're like, what the heck is
hold up.
They're like so confused. Oh, yeah. And like their confusion was our amusement, you know, like we would play like the girl from Ipanema or something in the middle of the, you know, when it's totally packed, you know. Anyway,
that sounds like just an excellent little like fun game to play with the other bartenders.
You know, we didn't have fights a lot, so I think maybe if you don't play crappy violent music, maybe, you know, like if anything ever bad happened, like if there was like a scuffle or something, you'd quickly play like reggae. Or like Bob
Marley.
Don't
worry. Yeah, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, like nobody got in a fight when there's reggae playing. You know, like it just seems like a weird thing to do. And I don't know. Anyway,
it's one of those things.
I'm glad you mentioned the jukebox, because I was gonna suggest maybe Jukebox Hero as my serious like walk up song, but I'm actually gonna go with All Revved Up with No Place to Go by Meatloaf, because I am cooped in my little
That's pretty fitting, because you roll out of bed, you put the headset on, you're set to go for.
But I gotta hear this song now. I think he's gonna find it right now. Anyway,
he will. Aaron's a very quick keyboard.
He's like, he found the Burger King
song.
Do you
want me to sing it for you? There you go.
He's got, no. Please do not sing with him. Please don't. Whatever it takes.
I don't remember this song. This is not a good song, Will.
What?
No.
It wouldn't be this part. It would be the chorus. But
Man,
every Saturday night I felt the fever grow, all revved up with no place to go. Come on,
dude. Will, that's a strikeout waiting to happen.
I think it's also kind of a cry for help.
Oh,
like
something,
he's telling,
man.
He's that's saying like, how he's all revved up, ready to go. It kind of sounds like a cry for help.
I think Will's purposely taking a hit and getting on first base with this walk-up song.
Will, we're gonna talk after the show off air, bud. I'm gonna see if you need a little help.
Anyway, so we digress, but
that's okay. Here on Fridays, we're typically doing our most Wisconsin headlines of the week. I want to get your two cents. If somebody came maybe ill prepared, thought they were overprepared.
Let's not comment on that. Let's move on to the next Wisconsin headlines
curious.
Of the week, because I got like 15 right,
fine,
of them
fine,
lined
fine.
Up here.
I'll go with my next one.
If you need me to do it, okay.
You want to go again?
I'm catching enough heat from people texting in, Luke, that I recognize that I metaphorically swung and missed on this Friday afternoon, which kind of, I guess, fits the whole theme of the walk-up music. So it is your turn. I will defer to you, but I'd rather not rehash old conversations.
Right, I feel like historically when I listen to your show, on average, Luke does a better job of picking very specific micro stories that are super specific, and Will's brain is like all over the place, and he's like, and then his story is like just a bigger macro picture or something that happens to have like Wisconsin involved in it, sort of. Am I wrong? Is that a wrong assessment of that?
I don't know.
Well, last
Will,
week Luke
Will,
dropped an
think?
Indiana headline. So
you
like,
dropped a saying that diverting water out of the Great Lakes was uniquely Wisconsin, and it wasn't. So, you know, we each had our.
I did not say it was uniquely Wisconsin. I said the plant in Waukesha was new, and that was unique.
It's uniquely Midwest to lobbied politicians who allow it to happen.
Well, do you know what other city in the Midwest can divert water out of the Great Lakes? The only other one?
Chicago.
There you go.
To reverse the river.
Yep. That's how the engineering did it.
I took the boat tour, by the way. I took that.
I know you're a Chicago guy.
So
I
took the architectural tour recently. That's like it's like an hour tour, and it goes into the river, and then, dude, it was really awesome. People should do that if they get down there. And they, you know, they talk about the architecture, but then they talk about some Chicago history and that whole river thing, because the river was so disgusting.
It's so gross. It was so polluted.
Like, literally, like chickens and stuff could walk across the river without, because it was so,
really?
It was so full of crap.
That's gross.
And so, yeah, and then all these other states sued Chicago, but the court was in Chicago. So, like, you know, the judge is like,
we investigated ourselves and determined
totally.
We had done nothing wrong.
That's exactly what happened. They're like, tough.
It's us.
That's right. I know about that. It was like to 10 billion gallons or whatever it is. I don't know. A lot. It's a lot of water. Okay. What is this?
Here? This is my next entry for most Wisconsin headline of the week. So, right.
Am I the judge here?
You can. We want to get your two cents. We are going to leave Aaron as the final verdict on who wins, though. But we want to get your opinion, Hawk. My next one is over at the Wisconsin Examiner. At assembly hearing, providers mostly pan GOP childcare bills. So something that we discussed earlier in the week was the hearing. We were joined by Dan Schaefer on Wednesday from the Recombobulation area discussing the public hearing that several different childcare proposals got in the Wisconsin Capitol this week. It's interesting to see how the childcare industry has responded to them. And this piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner does an excellent job, written up by Eric Gunn, discussing how the childcare providers just don't believe that the solutions being provided by Republican lawmakers are what is needed to address the childcare problems here in Wisconsin.
How is that uniquely Wisconsin, though? I feel like Republican lawmakers all over the country are just like, don't have any ideas for anything. So how is that more Wisconsin than any other state?
All right, Will's nodding along.
But I just for
let me show you how it's done here, Luke. Wisconsin headline of the week.
Oh,
reading over from the American Independent, a third of new Wisconsin teachers quit within 5 years. What can be done? Just over two-thirds of Wisconsin teachers, or 67%, are still on the job in the state 5 years after they start, according to data from the 2019-2020 and 2020-21 school years released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction in August. It is not a new issue, as obviously since what? 2010, 2011, with the Act 10 Scott Walker years, we have been facing a crushing teacher shortage in the state. We're facing a crushing worker shortage by 2030, as Luke always loves to discuss. 130,000
potential jobs. It's the most important statistic the state, like, that is the greatest
problem.
I'm
not faulting you for
that. No, I'm just saying. I bring it up all the time because of how important that statistic is. We're going to be 130,000 workers shy in 7 years.
Okay, Will, but here's the deal. It's funny you bring this up because my wife's a teacher, and then she also currently, her role is a half MTI, a half MSD employee, and she's a kind of a union, kind of advocates for the union, right? With the MMSD, by the way, like they support her in her role. They pay half her salary, that kind of thing. Is this super unique to Wisconsin? I think it is more unique to Wisconsin than some states, but I think across the country, teachers have been treated like crap. You know, literally, like the pandemic showed. You know, teachers. I told my wife if there was ever a time they can't do it, by the way, because they're collective bargaining agreement to strike, was right when kids are going like, oh, you want the kids to come back to school
without any precautions? Yeah, without any precautions.
Without any precautions,
just open up the schools. Yeah.
So I do think this one maybe Will has an edge on it because it might be more uniquely to Wisconsin because of Act 10. There are definitely better states as far as unions are concerned. Madison has a great reputation for, I mean, listen, Madison has a, you know, yeah, the way they do it is not the same as a old school union, but Madison's very pro-union. The teachers are very supportive of our union. I think it's 90% voted for the union, you know, so, but it's not a unique problem to Wisconsin. I mean, it might be more unique to Wisconsin because of Walker and all that crap, but
the piece does touch on that too, Hawk. Abigail Swetz, who is the communications director for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, notes that low teacher pay has been a problem for years, particularly since teachers have been limited in their ability to collectively bargain for better pay since 2011. Noting that in their report, the team at DPI put together, you can see that if you look at holding constant in 2021 dollars, the salary and fringe benefits of a teacher in 2010 is more than it is today.
Crap. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. And it's like all these people choose to never get rich. It's always a job. Like teachers choose to never get wealthy. They get taken care of on some level, sure, here and there. You know, summer's off and stuff. But I'm telling you, it's a job that like, your kid is with the teacher 8 hours a day. Yep. 8 hours a day your kid is with the teacher. And you're like, pay him whatever. You know?
I mean, I love the pay him like a babysitter line, because then teachers would be making $300,000.
Oh, my God, yes. Let's do that.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call. We are joined by Hawk Sullivan for our Friday headline, most Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you got something you'd like to share, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Listen to that jam.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy, high of 73 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, maybe a little more patchy fog by morning. Our low 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday night into Sunday, amounts won't be terribly heavy. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Let it go. Let yes. It go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. This is a home run song right here.
Welcome one. Welcome all. Come welcome on. Back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm vibing right now. I'm feeling it.
Dude, Will, that is way better than the Meatloaf song. Come on. Come on,
I'm
dude.
Telling you, the Meatloaf you song was a cry on, for man. Help. I think it was a cry for help.
Okay. Meatloaf is good. I'm sorry, but Paradise also, by the Dashboard Light was like a 20 years before I was born banger.
It's a pretty white thing to say, Will. Meatloaf is good. That's like a very white, like.
You know, I was also not a huge
fan. I saw
him
at an airport one time.
But at the end of the pandemic, he didn't get vaccinated. Like, he was anti-vax. Yeah. And he passed away from COVID, I think.
That's rough, buddy.
Yes, yes, he did.
Yeah.
You got to separate the art from the artist.
Okay, well.
Do you?
Too soon, maybe it's still to do that. Who knows?
I don't listen to anything Michael Jackson past Thriller.
Thriller. You draw the line in the sand, though, where the art's still
what
there.
Was it Hall, his one right before that, and then Off the Wall and Thriller. That's it.
That's it.
That's all I listen to.
There you go. We are joined by Hawk Sullivan here on Town Call for a Friday edition of most Wisconsin headlines of the week. You wrapped up that last segment, right, Will?
I believe I did.
So I'll go to my next one. This one over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and just an all around great headline for me because I am just a huge fan. And it's extremely Wisconsin to be displayed on the 21st season of Top Chef, but this headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Zaffiro's Pizza on Farwell, Birch and a Brewer, Top Chef hosts and judge continue sharing Milwaukee food adventures on Instagram. This Wisconsin headline just very warm and fuzzy feeling in my heart. It was the best headline of the week that I shared with Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin earlier today. And it's just amazing because the fact that Wisconsin has been selected for the location of the 21st season of Top Chef is just terrific, in my opinion. I love Zaffiro's Pizza. Grew up family friends. My dad and one of the Zaffiro's worked together for a really long time. So, like, just core memory going and getting Zaffiro's Pizza. They even promoted the deep-fried eggplant, which is personally my favorite. So it's just very awesome to see something I grew up doing displayed on the statewide stage of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but then also on the national stage of Top Chef.
So, Luke, I'm going to give you a quick judgment on that one. The personal connection saved you there, because I was going to say, yada, 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 Wisconsin Top Chef. We've known about this for ages, and it keeps getting brought up in the headlines.
No, but this is a current this week. Yes. They were just sharing them. Yeah.
But it's also the headline literally is names a place in Wisconsin. So, although it is the Milwaukee Journal, so you know,
it's not Top Chef's fault though. That's where it's, they're in Milwaukee for the season. They were here in Madison.
I had a friend actually who went up to, was on the Capitol. Actually, mm-hmm. I had a friend, my wife's best friend, was up at the Capitol, and she saw like seven of the chefs running across the street. And by the way, this is what I was telling you.
I don't know.
I was telling you to do this.
I was telling
you to do this draft because we used to do this, right? And then we were all going to do the draft, but then Lichelle, shout out to Lichelle.
She already knows that there's a handful of them.
So Lichelle knows five of them who aren't there, and she's like, "Well, I can't really be in this anymore," because she was filming it, you know. And then she actually got some pictures, but her and her wife are like big foodies and love it. And anyway, but they were very hush-hush in Madison about where they were.
There were NDAs. Kristen was saying that in Milwaukee, too, though, the friends that have seen them shopping, you have to be... Yeah, well, it's a huge competition.
I guess in the reality show world, you got to try to be that way. Anyway, so I think that's pretty... I give it like a B plus.
All right, I'm good with a B plus. My mom would have been upset with it because you know she likes when I bring home the A, but B plus is satisfactory.
I think B plus is good.
Yeah, it's satisfactory to me. All right, Will, you're up next.
Is this a cry for help from you now?
What?
He's been projecting this whole show.
Mom,
that's all this is.
Mom. No.
Well, I couldn't decide between the deer one or this one, so I'm going to go with this one first because the deer one's a little sad. And I want to keep it positive on a Friday afternoon. Reading from WKOW.com, new season, new slogan for Packers fence near Lambeau Field. The Packers fans in Green Bay did a little painting on Labor Day, putting a new slogan on the famous fence right across the street from Lambeau Field that now reads, "The new pack is a love affair," as a nod to the new era with Jordan Love as the team's quarterback. With week one coming up on Sunday, Packers going to Soldier Field. Another little Chicago reference on this episode. I had to give the throw out. Had to give the shout out to Mr. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers because football is back, baby.
You know, This is definitely more Wisconsin than your headline, Lou, because only Packer fans would go and like volunteer their time to like clean the stadium and paint the
stadium.
Mark
Murphy's
like,
"Hey, we need some work done."
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Who wants to help us out? Painted.
Have you met Buffalo fans?
No.
Like just what? No. Only the Packer would have a fan base to do this.
I mean,
there's not people all across Chicago like falling in love with Justin Fields and painting his picture everywhere already, they did with Mitch Trubisky.
No, Chicago fans would definitely be like, "No, we ain't doing that, bro. Are you paying us?" Like Chicago fans are. Listen, so I'm a Bears fan. I own four bars in Madison, and like and then in the spring of next year. Anyway, but we can talk about it. Maybe not. Anyway, but I always say the best thing because I own three bars. The best thing is the Packers do well in the playoffs and then lose in the Super Bowl. And I get all that Packer money going out to bars and stuff, but they still lose. I guess
when you haven't won the Super Bowl since 85, you'll take victories where you can get them, right?
You bet. If I was a Packer fan, I'd be very upset. You know, I mean, the reality is the Packers don't exist without the Bears. So, I mean, just saying, Hallis lent the money. This, you know, just
it's
putting
true.
It out there.
It's true.
Everything you guys do, thank you. You're welcome.
I love the publicly
owned
aspect.
Two franchises tied together. That's what it is. It's the oldest rivalry.
Absolutely.
It's the oldest rivalry.
It's not
rivalry.
Tied
Come
together.
On.
It was tied together as like a partnership. This is like, I'll lend you some money because I have no competition.
But we have to find out who the new ownership is now that our previous quarterback departed.
I hate our ownership, by the way. It's wretched.
I was talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron
so
Rodgers. Oh,
so do I, but he's in New York now, so it's not my problem.
I asked Packer fans this. Do you root against Rodgers, right? Like, you want the Jets
to lose.
I'm
torn. I have no idea. I want the Jets to play Rodgers for 65% of the snaps this season.
Yeah, I want
that's
that
what I'm cheering for.
100%, yeah.
All right, Aaron. I tried to give you not a confined time limit, but I think we're going to have to go to a constrained time here. We got just a minute left. Mr. Zommers, lay it on us. Who had the most Wisconsin headlines this week?
Most Wisconsin headline of the week goes to... William Walter.
See, my good PFAS one was too long ago. Even with the NIL mishap,
NIL mishap was weighed out. I do think, I agree with Hawk that the Packer one was really good. And no time to get into that anymore. But, yeah.
Hey, I had an embarrassing strikeout on the first at bat, but I came back strong. I had three at bats.
They had us in the first half.
Wall,
not gonna lie.
Drove in some RBIs. Yeah, that's all. That's all.
It's because of your crappy Meatloaf song. That's why.
It's the cry for help. It's the answer to the cry for help.
He steps into the pitch. Okay. He gets a walk.
Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday edition of Town Call. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Town Call will be back on Monday, 12:15.
Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
Cole never bothered me anyway. Yeah,
my name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.